strategy to fight inflation. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I'm going to work like the devil to bring gas prices down.
President Biden, after a report showed inflation soared to a 40-year high of 7.5% in January.
Stripping out volatile food and energy prices, the increase was still the largest in nearly 40 years, 6%. And though wages are up, inflation is eating gains.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Stocks tumbled on the news. The Dow dropped 526 points. The trucker protest in Canada not helping the economy as demonstrators block auto supplies and agricultural products from entering the U.S. The protest now blocking three border crossings into Michigan, North Dakota, and Montana. Fox's Molly Line is in Ottawa, where truckers have been loudly complaining about the country's vaccine mandate.
There's a whole bunch of gas cans lined up here on the ground. That's a symbolic thing because the police said that anyone that brought gas or fuel to the truckers could be subject to arrest. A further warning was sent out to the protesters here that they could face arrest for blocking streets. That didn't get anyone very far because the trucks still remain. Protesters here on the ground have been struggling to feel heard by the Trudeau government and also by the media here in Canada, they say. They feel like they've been painted in a poor light, and they're pushing back against accusations of racism or extremism.
Homeland Security is warning that truckers may try to repeat the process during Sunday's Super Bowl in L.A. And sheriff's deputies in Ohio say a man faces possible criminal charges for a bomb threat against police in Ottawa. Ottawa, Ohio, that is. Lima News reports the 20-year-old man from Akron thought he had called police in Ottawa, Canada to make the threat, but he apparently Googled the wrong city. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Speculation continues over whether Russian President Putin will invade Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox News.
He continues to add options to his menu of military capabilities should he want to use those. And so we have noted certainly with concern.
Russia's holding military exercises in neighboring Belarus and the Black Sea. And Washington is urging Americans still in Ukraine to leave immediately to avoid getting caught in any Russian military action. An Iraq war vet who stormed the Capitol on January 6th is sentenced to 6 months in jail. 52-year-old Mark Leffenwell of Seattle punched two police officers during the attack. He told the judge he was embarrassed and ashamed. Congress passes a bill to protect employees from being forced into arbitration.
Legislation passed by the Senate on a voice vote signaling broad bipartisan support ends forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assaults and harassment.
Allowing them to have their day in court, a basic constitutional right.
New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand helped draft the bill with South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, an effort started in the wake of the Me Too movement years ago.
And the idea that you're going to sign away your day in court when you're abused in the workplace, those days are over.
The measure won significant bipartisan support earlier this week in the House and now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And President Biden's German Shepherd puppy, Commander, will make his TV debut on Super Bowl Sunday. The First Lady and Commander will appear in a video message during the broadcast of Puppy Bowl 18, which appears on the same day as the NFL Championship. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.